Welcome to another episode of If I Must Say with Cash and
Sade. How are y'all doing?
Don't get on here with that sad girl
shit. Stop. I'm gonna be honest. I don't like this this agenda. I'm not a fan of it, y'all. But we gonna talk
changed
about
it for you.
Yeah, and I don't even like the light version. But we gonna talk about it.
Okay, well, let's start with the question of the day. The question of the day is, do players truly fuck up?
Yes, they do.
And how so do you?
We be getting ourselves into some shit.
Let me tell you, only go as deep as you want to into that situation. Because you're not going to say, Cash out all my business on the podcast.
Yeah. That was last episode, y'all. She did have my business out. Players do fuck up.
Man, it's the gift of gab.
If you know me, I am not a feelings person. I'm not an emotions person. I'm a we can kick shit type of person. Because I don't know. I don't like mushy shit. It makes me cringe. So when that started to come into play, I run. And right now, I am not running. And guys,
can't even do it.
Y'all, I'm so mad at myself. I'm so upset with myself. Like, I can't believe I actually like a nigga. It's fuck these niggas. It's
but not that nigga.
Girl.
But not that nigga. I'm excited.
Girl, whatever.
I think it's gonna be good.
I don't know. We're gonna see how this
turns
out.
Yeah,
We're gonna see.
Okay, what's the first topic?
Child. Okay, so the first topic, first off, is Mental Health Awareness Month. And the first topic is mental and emotional check-in. How is life going? I really don't want to answer this question, so I'm gonna let Cash start it off because I don't care for this agenda. Okay, so how is life going mentally for you? Mm. Oh, and emotional. You want me to get the clinic? Let me know now, so you want me to get the clinic? I go get the tissue.
No, I'm not crying because that's why we changed the agenda. So, nope. I don't even want to go too deep in that because
life is lifing. Okay,
bitch,
that's the best way.
Got hands.
Life is lifing.
I don't even know where to start with that. It's been interesting to say the least. Very, very interesting. Mentally, I'm fine, but I've always been mentally strong, so that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
That's just what it's been. Emotionally,
it's a little bit of a scale.
1 to 10, I would say maybe a 9.
Are you okay?
I feel like I'm okay, but I just know like my emotions are just everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's just my emotions are everywhere, but I've never been a very emotional person, I guess. So it's just a lot.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Because it's just like I don't really, with me and emotions, I'm just like, okay, keep it moving.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I feel this, let's keep it moving. What's next? Because I feel like it's always something going on.
Yeah.
So it's never like I process my emotions, I guess. Or I process them, tuck them away, keep it going. But then I realize like,
are you really processing?
Eventually, am I really processing this? And then two, eventually it's just like, dang, what I don't want to happen is all these things that I didn't process, they all come rushing at one time. And it's just like, what the fuck am I going to do with all this?
Yeah.
Like, where, what is this?
Okay, so, because It's more so like you say, okay, this you'll deal with it, and it's like, what's next? Yeah. But you're not really dealing with it. So now, in this season that you're in, are you actually dealing with them? Are you unpacking them? How you're supposed to?
In this season that I'm in, I don't have a choice.
Okay, I can respect that. I honestly can respect that.
These are feelings that I feel like, one, I've never have felt before.
Yeah.
And two, I know that this is something that I can't just tuck away and keep it moving.
Yeah.
Because it's too deep to tuck away and keep it moving. Like, all those other things, like, you know how, like, when you're in your younger 20s and you feel like, damn, life is just so hard right now, and then you get, like, 24 and up, and you're like, what the fuck was I complaining about back then? I feel like that's kind of how it is now. It's just, like, the emotions that I felt, like, yeah, they were something, but I don't think they were as deep as these emotions that I'm feeling now.
Okay.
So it's like, I don't have a choice but to face it, in a sense, and keep it moving. Because then again, now I have a child.
Okay.
And I realize, like, he's to the point now where he can sense when I'm frustrated, or he can sense when I'm just not there.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I can't just be like, okay, I'll deal with that later. Now it's like, okay, I kind of need to deal with this now because I have a child at this point. So it's like.
So, okay, how can I word it? Where are you? Can you say where you are now? Like, in the unpacking? Like, are you still at the, we finna cry all day stage, or are you at the, not saying that you ever been like, I didn't know for me, I'm a crier, so I'm a cry, okay, but are you at the stage of, okay, I see what it is, I'm taking it for what it is, and now I just need to know how to move, like, I need to figure out how I'm gonna move.
I think that's what it is. It's
if I'm definitely finna go left or right.
Exactly.
Okay.
I feel like it's, I see what it is, at some points, I can't help but to see it. So it's just, like, right there in my face. And so it's just like, okay, I see what it is. That's what it is. Can't really change it. So it's like, okay, well, now what do you do with it?
Okay.
And how do you make it work for you?
Okay. Do you have an answer?
I think I do.
Okay. You want to share the answer?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's it. I
do not.
Okay. Okay, well, for me, child, mentally, I am not the strongest mentally or emotionally. Like, we get in there, but.
Where we gonna range it? From a 1 to 10, what is it?
Probably a 4.
Okay.
Of where, like, I'm just not okay. Like, 10 being, you know, I'm good.
Yeah.
0 being, like, the worst or whatever.
And you said 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all had to reevaluate that.
I think, I don't know, for me, like, I've been working on my mental, but I know, like, well, for you, like, you know, I battle with depression and anxiety. So I could feel me dealing with my depression, and it's like high functioning depression.
Yeah.
So you don't know you're depressed for real
until you sit out and until you're just
like, Cash, no lie. When I sat down and I seen what my room looked like, what my closet looked like, what my car looked like, it's like, and I'm seeing when I go to sleep, like, I can't get no rest because my dreams are so fucking vivid.
Yeah.
Like, even the dream I just had last night, like, I don't have to write down my dreams anymore or whatever. Like, I used to.
Like, as soon as you wake up?
Yeah. Like, I would, you know, think about my dreams and try to put something in my phone if it was a dream that I really needed to remember. But I've had such vivid dreams that I remember them now.
That's the scary because I don't remember dreams.
If I told you the dream I had last night, It would scare the fuck out of me, because that's not the first time I've had that dream.
Okay, well, you can tell me now. But you ain't gonna tell me right now, but you're gonna tell me.
Okay, well, it's just, like, noticing, okay, I am depressed or whatever. Yeah. Like, accepting that, and, like, I'll get frustrated with myself because it's more so, like, bitch, why are we here again or whatever. But it's something that I battle with, so.
Yeah.
And for me, like, okay, yes, I'm on meds for it or whatever, but I don't take the meds because they make me feel so, like, zombified. So mm-hmm. it's more so, like, I have to just try to, you know, deal with
Go through it.
Yeah, or whatever. But it's been, it ain't been easy. Like, mentally, emotionally, bitch is struggling. I'm sinking. Like, a bitch don't know if she coming or going.
Do
like,
you know what, you don't have to say it, but you could just say yes or no to the question. Do you know what, I guess the term would be, triggered you to feel this way? Like, do you recall, like, what made you be like, damn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I know what, and it was a thought that I had and a conversation that me and my mom had, but the conversation was so light.
Yeah, it kind of lingered. Yeah.
It I feel lingered, it. Lingered. Like,
I feel it.
It was such
And that shit was heavy. I feel it. Yeah.
So it, like, I hate being depressed because it's several ways I can take it. I can take it to the depressed Delicia, where I'm going to be very transparent right now. That I don't even want to get out the bed. The most I probably did was get out the bed to use the bathroom. I didn't get out of bed this morning to take a shower. I didn't get out of bed this morning to brush my teeth, to comb my hair, to change my clothes. Yes, it was just, I got out of the bed to use the bathroom. And that was the best that I could do today. Like, I can either be that form of depression, or it could be to where...
Go, go, go.
Yes,
go,
and I'm not dealing with it. It's like out of sight, out of mind. And I hate being... I am so that. Like, I am an out of sight, out of mind person. Because it's like, for I don't have time to deal with this shit. Like, I got... For bitch got bills. Yeah. Like, I got shit going on. I got to make sure
I don't
eat
have
it.
The
like,
time to do it.
Yeah, to process this. And I know for me... I hate because I, of course, I'm dealing with my trauma and, like, you know, doing my shadow work and addressing shit within myself. It's, you don't always want to be sad. I don't always want to have to touch these fucking feelings. Like, it's certain days, hell, I just want to turn up. Like, and it's not all the time I want to call my best friend to sit up here and, you know, dump on her. Like, I don't want to do that shit. Yeah. Like,
that's true.
I don't want to do that. Like, or I'm just sitting here moping. So it's like I hate when it's high-functioning depression because I'm all over the place and I'm not dealing with it.
Yeah.
And the only time I am dealing with it, or only time
when you
that
have no choice,
I'm addressing it, it's like when I'm sitting still. Or, like, when God wants to get my attention, he will get it in several different ways.
You can't miss it.
It'll come, like, in my dreams. And the dream will be so vivid to where I could tell you it.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Have you ever had these moments? This probably gonna sound so crazy. Have you ever had these moments and you was like, damn, this is so familiar? Or like, damn, I done did this before. Mm-hmm. Or like, damn, I done heard you, like, you're having a conversation with somebody. You're like, I done heard you say this before. Uh-huh. We done had this conversation.
Yes.
That's scary.
Yes.
That's scary. Because it's like, I'll have a conversation, I'll be like, and I think to myself, damn, we done talked about this shit. Like, damn, how do you was going to say that? That's scary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit is scary. Yes, I've had that happen to me before. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
I don't know, I feel like it was meant then, and things like that, it was like it was meant for you to hear, meant for you to grasp it. It's something you're supposed to take from it. So, but, you know, mentally, emotionally, I'm... We sinking. We not gonna cap. Like, we sinking. But we're also, I feel like, in a season of God is making me feel like he's stopping shit. But it's not even in relationships. It's in every aspect.
Yeah, that's what, like, I was gonna say. Oh,
you
shit.
Gonna feel this. Like, since you think you miss Big Bad, since you think
sit
you
it
can
all
always
down.
Avoid shit.
Sit it all
on,
down.
Let's come take a little time out. And that's what
Let me show you. Yep.
I hate, like, bro, I say it all the time,
the
worst
thing is
whooping is a whooping from God, bro. Like,
no,
bro.
I always AD, it's always little signs leading up to that big ass. Yes. Time, but you always like, no, I gotta touch it. See if it's hot. Okay, bitch, the shit is hot. It's hot, bitch. So I'm like, D, I'm pretty sure God was like, okay, let me just show her over here.
Yes.
And you like, no. Rationalize it, kept it moving. He's like, okay, let me just show her one more time. And you like, no, it's okay. Now
but
you're like,
it's like now I'm at the point of sitting. And it's not like he's sitting me down like as if I'm in trouble. It's more so
just listen.
Yes, and you have to. You need this. Yeah. Like at some point we gotta break this barrier. We gotta break this cycle. We gotta let this wall down. You are too old to be acting like this. Like I know what this is. Like so. It's just I hate this season because I am not a feelings person on no end. It can be friends, relationships, you know, as far as work. Like, I don't like to feel. It's more so that because then I feel like I'm being played. Like, I feel bitch. Yeah, like, I feel
you
like.
You always say that.
We could just hit about you it because you're really trying to play with me. Like,
bruh,
I just can't. I ain't going. I'm not. Like, so. I know that's the season that I'm in. It is hard. Like, that's why I say I'm stinking because it's so uncomfortable for me. Like, to where I even cried today earlier before I got over here. And it's just, I hate feeling like this. Like, even with, I told you the situation with the friend situation or whatever. I hate feeling like it's just no. Like,
but feelings aren't a bad thing.
And I'm trying to get that in my head, but it's more so like it's.
I think you associate feelings with being weak.
Yeah.
And that's really what it all boils down to.
And I'm
because every time we talk, and I was just gonna say that every time we talk, D, and it comes to your feelings, we'll talk for a little bit, and then you randomly be like, "But I'm not gonna be played." And it's like, D, ain't nobody trying to play you.
Like, I'm not. Bro, we were hitting this bitch.
But feelings aren't weak, though. And I feel like you're slowly but surely seeing that. Even with your good feelings, i.e. today. That wasn't a bad feeling, though.
I don't even like those.
I know, and that's the problem. I just feel like it's okay to feel stuff. I think when you do feel stuff, it helps you to also go through those situations. And heal those situations. Because how are you healing something and you're not even feeling it? That don't make no sense.
This is a shitty ass season.
I'm just saying. Like,
I just don't like this. Like, and to other people, it may not seem like a hard season, but if you knew the trauma I done been, bruh, if you knew the shit I done been through as far as, like, just dealing with people and emotions and feelings, like, it's a no for me. Like, it's a no. Like, no. It's other shit we could be doing. Like,
that's true, but I feel like.
We could chill. We could kick it.
How is it? How are those relationships and friendships and things like that gonna be meaningful to you if you don't want to have feelings toward them?
You're right. And then I'll be feeling bad because it's like people will go out on a limb for me, but I can't, like,
I told you.
It's. Yeah. It's just not.
It's very scary.
It's the
scary.
One time that I go out and you not there. Like, you ain't
but
dude, on
that's
the limb.
But
too.
Here's the
like,
thing. That's the thing that when it comes to picking who you're in a relationship with, who you're friends with, and things like that, those are people that you feel like are worth taking that risk.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
You're right.
Or else you wouldn't have chose that person. Whether it is somebody that you want to be with or whether it is somebody you want to be friends with. You're trusting that person to meet you out there.
You're right. You're right. And I'm learning that. Like I said, in this season, like, I'm really learning that. And my mom, like, even my mom told me with the situation with the guy or whatever.
Yeah.
She was just like,
I have a nickname for him.
I think I'm going to call him. Just him.
Who? Only because it's him.
Yeah, we can go with that.
Him.
Okay.
So, even when I was talking to my mom about it and I had asked her, I was just like, well, maybe I should, you know, just call him and tell him, like, you know, I don't like him. Like, I'm like, no, I just take it back.
And but why would you sabotage that?
Yeah, and that's what mom said. She was just like, no. She was just like, you, that was a lot for him. She was like, you don't know what that meant to him or whatever after all this time or whatever. She was like, so you don't take that away from him. She was just like, y'all are going, she was like, she's like, I don't know the future, but do I think y'all are going to be just fine? Yes. She's like, I think y'all are going to be just fine. So she's like, don't build a wall up. She was like, I see you letting the shade up. She was like, let it up some more. She was like, it's okay.
Let the sun in.
Girl, like, she was like, I know you. She was just like, because the moment you start to feel like your feelings is hurt,
oh my God.
Oh, you ready to just shut down or whatever. But I'm going to take her advice. And, like, I, even with, like, how you gave me the advice to text him today or whatever, and I did, and we talked, like,
yeah.
I was happy. Like, I was happy to hear from him. I was happy to, like, you know,
for us to just vibe. You did not want to fucking give in to your feelings. And I'm like, D, just text him. Like, oh, my God.
It's like, no, I don't want him to look at the phone and be like, why this bitch texting me or...
But why would you think he would think that? Like, why would you think that?
I don't know, bro. And it is, I don't know.
I'm not, I can't even say what I want to say.
Okay.
As long as he's been liking you. Because I was going to get so detailed.
Don't. Cash up.
I'm just saying, as long as he's been liking you. I don't think that he would think that. I just don't. I honestly think that he has so much respect for you that I know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay, so the next topic is, ain't shit working out how I plan. Take your hands off the situation and let God handle it. That was for me personally, you guys. We ain't even really got to talk about it, honestly. Like, that was just one. That was for me.
You felt that in your soul.
You know, if I just stopped trying to fix the shit. And I think it's because I'm such a Virgo. Like,
everything got to go to your plan.
Girl, it's like, let me just do it. Because you don't know
I had a plan.
Yes.
We got to go by your plan.
It's not to say your plan is bad.
No, but my plan is mine's the best. I already know it. I thought about this. This plan is perfect.
Girl,
like, why can't we just go by this plan?
Let's just go by it. It's
going to work out to a T. I'm telling you.
And I can say this year of me, like, trying to do my own thing or trying to do things a certain way, God is like, stop. Oh, I call it 11-11. Sorry. 11-11, yeah. God, please.
Please, because my angel number was not.
But. When, like, okay, I know with God, it's like, this whole year, you can say I kept my hand in the pot or tried to do stuff my way. Like, I'm going to alter it. I'm calling the shots.
Yeah, it's my way or the highway.
Thank you. And it's like, God was just like, nope.
You don't.
Nope. Try again. All right, let's just wipe. Now I'm going to knock all this shit over since you think you really
slick. You know the way.
Yeah, let's just knock it all over. Now try it. Now figure the shit out. Like, call me when you're ready to really get past this. Like,
you really playing right now.
It was really like that, Cash. That's the season that I'm in. Like, it's more so, you gonna learn to just let me do
what I do. Because I know what I'm doing.
And you don't have all the answers. You don't.
As much as you think you do.
You're not right in this one, sis.
God said he didn't leave us in charge.
He really did leave us
here.
He left us in charge, though. He really did. He left Virgos in charge. He came
back. He came back.
Girl.
He
knows.
He not playing. I mean, just sit down and listen.
Have you been trying to handle your situation, or have you honestly been just letting God, like, figure it out? See, we talking. You know, have you... You know, is your hand on it or his hand on it? Like, which one is?
It's a mix.
Oh. Who got
both our hands on it.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. He got one hand, I got the other. It's a mix. Okay, so let me be for real. I think I've been handling my situation as best as I can. I feel like I address my feelings about it.
But do you think, like, you're trying to fix it, or are you allowing God to just whatever he gonna let it, whatever he want is gonna be?
I mean, but you know, like I was telling you earlier, and I firmly do believe this, if something's gonna happen, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Whether it is something that I want to happen, or whether it's something that I don't want to happen, these things are already in the works. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's already said.
Yeah.
So it's like, if that's the case, then I guess God does have his hand on it, because at the end of the day, what he wants to happen is going to happen. So
I feel it.
But I feel like, you know, I've been doing my part to address my feelings and deal with those feelings and kind of move on from that situation. I think I have. But, I mean, I think it's also something that situation is something that's constantly going to be ever-changing,
yeah,
in a sense, I think. Okay. With the dynamics of it, I feel like it's something that's, like, right now, is this. Who's to say it won't be something else?
Yeah.
So, in which, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. That's expected. So, it's like, okay now. So, we'll see.
That's true. I didn't look at it like that. But that makes sense. Well, at least for your situation.
What, you know, as a Virgo, you think of... This is like a blessing and a curse. As a Virgo, you think of literally every outcome, mm-hmm, of a situation.
Every possible and it's outcome.
Just like, every fucking possible outcome. Uh-huh. And it's just like, okay, well, if I do this, then this will be this. If I do this, I know this is going to be this. If, mm-hmm, I do this, I know this is going to be this. And then it's like, okay, I thought of all of these outcomes. Now I'm like, well, damn, which way is the right way? And which way is it something that I want to do? So it's like, I know all of these outcomes and I know all the possible things that could take place. So it's just like, damn, okay, now what?
I just, kudos to you, because honey, ain't gonna need Captain down. I would have set this house on fire a long time ago. see, what would you than I am, though?
You know, we, let's see.
Call me if you need. I'm just playing.
What's the next topic?
Okay, what's something new you learned about yourself during the first half of this year?
Oh, God. Jesus.
I'm going to just start pouring my shot now, but you can go ahead. You can go ahead. Yeah, it's payback from the one earlier.
Ew.
Pause for the cause, y'all. I just wanted to say that Cash tried to kill me earlier. First of all, I'm not a drinker. I'm a smoker, okay? Proud crackhead out here. I'm not going to even cap you down. She tried to kill me with this fucking shot. This shit don't make sense. So, yeah, I got you, sir. I'm
that shot was not that big.
No, I'm pouring to the rim. Don't worry about it.
But
I'm
that straight. That shot was not that big.
Don't worry about
that
it.
That shot was not that big.
Don't worry about it, so I got you. But what's
the... I know you lying. Want?
This is for me. This is not for
you. Dude, that's not even a whole shot.
Yes, mind your business. You being everybody else's business but your own. Like,
let me see what you finna do.
Answer the question. You want me to read it again?
Yeah, read it again.
What's something new you've learned about yourself during the first half of this year?
Something that I've learned about myself. I've learned so... What the fuck?
Answer the question.
I've learned so much about myself. But one thing that I have learned... one thing that's... I guess has kind of stuck out to me and kind of surprised me is... how much patience you can have for someone that you truly do love. Because I know me, and I know my temperament, and mm-hmm. I just, like, I know me as a person. I'm not a very patient person.
Yeah.
I'm just not. Like, I just feel like, let's go.
Yeah,
like, what we doing? Yeah. Like, come on. I need this. What you doing? I asked you for this. What you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
You said you was going to do this. What you doing? Like, it's like, come on, let's do it. But I feel like, yeah, my patience. Because I just, I didn't know I had this much patience. It must have been like, tucked deep, so fucking deep inside. Because me having lack of patience comes off as me being bitchy. So, to so many people, I'm probably very bitchy. Like, especially when I was in the military. Because we don't really have time for you to be, like, what you doing?
Yeah.
So, I think, yeah, I've never had to have patience with anybody either. Except for my kid.
Yeah.
Now that I have a kid now, he also gets so much of my patience. Because, yeah. Like, he doesn't know any better.
Yeah.
Like, he's a baby. And it's like, I just have so much patience to him because I'm just like, oh my goodness, like, this is my kid. Like, I brought this kid to the world. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
So, I think, yeah, my patience. I'm just like, wow. That's.
No, I don't have
to. That's crazy. I've never had to have it.
Yeah, because that's.
And I think even with this situation up until now, I've never really needed to have patience, if that makes sense. Because it's like, I knew, like, if I asked you for something, you're going to get it done. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I want something, I don't have to worry about it.
It's
like,
going to happen.
It's just like, but with this situation, it's just like, I can't rush you in a sense because it's just, it's so deep. Like, I can't.
I feel you.
So, yeah. Hold it. Who is that?
Him.
Okay. Anyway, so what have you learned about yourself this first half of the year?
Not that I didn't know I had feelings, but to know that, like, I learned when my feelings get hurt, and if I actually dwell on it, like,
it's war.
My feelings really
it's war.
Be like,
because that's how I feel. Like, and I feel like that's probably why I
really
don't process
hurt.
It. Because I'm
like,
you're going to do me like this?
Me!
Out of all people, me! Oh, it's war. Like, oh,
I'm definitely
God. Getting
God,
that's why I hate
getting
like, pissed off. Because I'm like, ugh.
That's what I'm like, but I don't like processing shit. But
yeah.
I'm learning this year that I really do have feelings. Like, I am such a out of sight, out of mind type of person.
For sure.
So this year with like God knocking me with it, like it's like
in your face,
in my face.
Yeah,
it's like he ain't even let me get
this.
Up. Like let me get up at least. Like
he's swinging.
What? I'm talking about the first round. I'm on the second round and I'm still getting drugged. That's how sad it is. Like. Every punch I'm throwing, I'm missing. Like, I'm talking about he got hands. Like,
just hit her.
So it's just I'm learning that. Like, I'm really learning. Like, you are a big ass baby. Like, now I see why I don't address certain shit. Cause it's like when I do, I'm just hopeless. Like, it's crazy. It's so fucking crazy. And then I be having pep talks with myself in my bed. I be like, bitch, stand the fuck up. Like, I will knock this shit at you right now. Like, girl, if y'all get it together.
Dude, I think you just have to be patient with yourself.
Yes, but it's just, that's something I definitely learned this year. It's so crazy.
It's I like think I'm there are lessons forced. That you have come across, but you weren't trying to hear that shit.
Yeah, that I didn't care to learn at the time. Yeah. So now it's like
you have to.
Yes, you're too old to still be dealing like with this same shit.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'll give you.
And I didn't even have this problem with meanness. That's the thing. I didn't have this feeling.
Really?
Yes. I ain't getting knocked in my feelings with that. Like, when I tell you I'm so past it, and I think it pisses me off because I'd rather be in my feelings about that shit.
Are you serious?
Than be in my feelings about this, because it's like, I could lose with this shit. I know how to win with him. Like, with this, yeah, this is true. Fresh ground. Like,
but I feel like you know how to win with this too. Oh, I almost said something. I feel like you know how to win with this too.
So what you got?
What's next?
This nigga over here dying. Okay, so the last one is new levels, new devils, learning how to adjust to your new season and what it comes with. And what season do you think you're in right now?
I'll let you answer that, I'm thinking.
Well, one, my season is season of feeling. I know that for a fact. Also learning how to adjust in this new season. I don't have an answer for that because I'm still sinking. I'm not gonna even cap y'all down. Once I get an answer, I'll let y'all know. Come back 2 weeks from now, I may have an update on the situation on how I, you know, how I'm coping with it. But yeah, for right now, it's more so I just been crying.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just crying.
Like, I just had, like, a little moment in the room or in the bathroom, in the shower, in my bed. It's like, just, you know, tears. Because like,
you basically, like, you should say something else. I just been crying.
Just crying, like, thinking, like, how did shit get this bad?
What do you consider bad?
I consider bad with me avoiding so much shit.
Oh, okay. Like, what aspect of it was bad? Okay.
Like, just me avoiding so much shit. Me just, like, sweeping shit under the rug. And it's like, now the rug ain't even laying on the floor no more. Like, the shit.
It's too high.
Yeah. And it's like, how did I get here, though? Like, yeah. You ever, like, when you really have that realization of, like, how did I get
here? And that shit hits hard, because you're just...
And then you start, like, it ain't... I talk very hard to myself. Like, I talk very hard to other people, but I'm very...
Yeah,
I'm
to myself, I don't
care. Yeah, I don't care. It's no filter. So, it's more so you start laying shit out for what it is. And it's like, well, bitch, how did you get here, though? Like...
Yeah. What led here? Yeah, I didn't know what you thought was good for you to be here. Yeah. And it's step-by-step situation.
So now
you ever think about a situation, you'd be like, damn, wow.
Yeah.
Or that could have went this way, but it went
this way. And it went all the way this way.
Yeah.
Like, to where...
And it could have went that way. You would have been fine.
Thank you. And it's like, now... It's not so much as me and God have conversations, but it's times that I know God will pull me out some shit. Like, will pull me straight out and give me a fresh path type shit. Like... And then it's certain like, shit. Nah. It's, you gonna pull yourself out of this. Yeah. Since you got yourself in this one, I'm gonna be right
out.
Beside you. No,
cap,
but you finna take every step. Like, you finna feel this. Cause nobody told you to get. When I gave you A, B, C, D. Like, I gave you all these chances to grasp it, to hold on to it, for me to help you with the shit. But since you wanna be Miss Big Bad, Miss Grown, I'm gonna let you figure this shit out. Like, walk through it. Like,
see ya.
When I tell you these walks is killing my feet, like, cash, it's so, bro.
I feel it.
It's so personal, like, to where I can't be mad at nobody but myself.
Yeah.
Like, I can't point the finger at nobody.
It's you. Am I the drama? Yeah,
yes.
You're the drama. Yeah, it's you. Yeah.
And then you try not to beat yourself up about it, because it's like you done already gave yourself a hard talking.
It's like we're it's here now. Like, yeah, we're here.
You
so
know,
now
eat the
what?
Shit, focus on the shit, like, you know, deal with it. But it's always that. It's just like, even if it was my friend, like, I'm holding my friend or my sister accountable. It's like, bitch, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
I told you the other day, though, I was like, I was like, well, if it was you, would you be giving yourself this advice that you're giving your friend?
Would you be doing this wild shit? Would you be condoning this wild shit?
Yeah.
Or if your friend was condoning, you'd be like, bitch, why the fuck are you dealing like, with this shit?
Yeah.
Like, not this. We may deal with that, but we ain't dealing with this now. Like, this is why I just draw the line. Like,
you're tweaking. Lock in.
Bitch, if you don't pull it, bitch, if you don't stand up before I help you stand up in this bitch. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, that's like, I can definitely say, like I said, my season is feeling on all levels, every inch. Like, yeah. What about you? What season do you think you're in? And how do you think you're adjusting? Or you sinking too? I could give you a lifeboat.
I don't think I'm sinking though. That's the thing though. Because I feel like, I don't know if this is good or bad, but I don't allow myself to dwell on stuff either though. Like, I feel like I feel it for a second and then I'll acknowledge it. But it's like, for me, in my mind, I just don't see, like, me dwelling on a feeling. How is that helping me?
Because, I don't think, like, okay, you got to address it. Like,
I acknowledge it. Really, like, I know how it. I feel about it, but it's just like, okay, well, the way that I see it, I unpack all these feelings, and then what do I do with it? See what I'm saying?
What do you mean? You heal from
what
it.
Like, do well, I
okay,
do
Okay, once
this?
You unpack it, you pick through, okay, well, was this my fault, or was this person's fault, or was this just, you know, the outcome of life happening, or whatever? And it's like, okay, well...
But do you think life just happens?
No. No.
Right. Events happen.
Yeah.
Events happen, which is life.
But I also feel like we have a great hand in that, though. Like, it ain't just... It's the
exactly.
risk that we causing, though. Like,
the events that we're in...
Or it's the decisions that we're making. Like,
yeah,
we're
I mean,
choosing
life is
to
full of choices.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think this is a season of growth. And trials.
Do you think you're adjusting? Or you think you just like coping?
A little bit of both. I feel like I am adjusting per se, but I mean, adjusting. Okay, when you say adjusting, you mean adjusting to that situation?
Yeah, like adjusting to this new season, rather. Like, giving it the best you got, or do you think you just like more so? I'm just going to sit here and just kind of let these waves just kind of flow on in. And take me.
No, I don't think I'm that kind of person just to let the waves flow in. I'm too controlling.
Yeah.
Like, that's one thing that I don't like. I don't like to have... I don't not like having control over my emotions. I don't like feeling like I'm... feeling this kind of way and I can't control that I feel that kind of way, because then that makes me feel somewhat helpless.
Yeah.
And like I can't help myself. And yeah. I don't like that feeling.
Yeah.
That pisses me off.
It's a Virgo thing.
But I think I am adjusting to this new season of growth. I feel like I'm growing in ways that I never could have thought of. Like, I just never could have imagined it. So I would say season of growth. Season of trials. I feel like I'm adjusting as best as I can. Because there are certain trials that I come across and it's just like, I'm about to lose my shit. Like, I know I'm about to lose my shit. And then there are certain trials that I come across and I'm just like, okay. I'll eat that. All right. Like, shit happens, and you're just like, you know what? I can't even be mad. Like, you ever had, like, something just so traumatizing or something that's just so, like, mind-blowing happened to you that everything that follows that is just like, you know what?
You can't talk that.
Yeah, it's just like... Bro, like, okay, like, bro, you know what? This shit is so small. this shit is so minute to the other shit that, like, I really have to deal with. Like, you know what, bro? Like, cool.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you know what? Like, whatever.
Like, it can't get no worse than this, so.
Like, bro, like. At this point, what you
doing? Exactly, because like, this the worst that I've felt like.
This shit, mountaintop. Like, oh my God. Like, it's certain things that happen to you in life, and you never would have thought. Like, you just don't think of it.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. So, I think it's. We get married.
If it helps, you're doing a great job. Like, you're eating this shit, Cash. Like, you eating it, because
I already told you I would have burned this bitch down a long time ago. Like, you way stronger than me, honey. I tilt my hat off to you, girl.
You eating the shit. You really are. I gotta give you flowers. You eating it. You eating it. And you doing it with grace. Because I would have did it with such ratchet. I'm Cash. You're so much more mature than I am.
Honey, I'm so proud. Because it couldn't. God be knowing. He be knowing. Because I would have been sitting somebody cell. Fuck this. Like, bitch, fuck all this.
But no, don't cry. Don't cry. Roll up after
this. Okay, what do we have?
That's it, honestly. Now we got to talk about what we've been eating and any updates we have. I wouldn't say what I've been smoking on, but I've been smoking, but I haven't been able to like enjoy my high because I've been so fucking like stressed. And like overwhelmed with life. Don't get me wrong, I still get high, but what? Gotta add that in there. But it's just like I'm not really caring. Like I'll just go get some OG from my uncle and call it a day or whatever. Like,
not to plug your uncle.
Oh, shout out the unk. Shout out the unk. Okay, I just go get some OG from my uncle and call it a day. call it a day. Honestly, I've been stressed, so. And I know for me, like, I've been up under him a little heavier because I, like, been around my family. And I know he drops knowledge, like, even if you don't want to hear it. So, I've been rocking out with him.
That's dope.
And as far as what I've been eating, I ain't really been on no dates, y'all, because I like this nigga, so I've really been cutting my hoes off and being fucking bored with life, okay? So.
Oh, my God.
Y'all, really, this fall dry, okay? Can y'all believe it?
D.
I just did it.
Oh, my God.
Y'all want to see these messages? Ain't shit in them. Ain't shit in them.
I believe you because of what you said.
Yeah.
And I ain't even going to put that.
Don't.
I'm not.
But so I went out. I went to some what restaurant did I go to? I went with my sister, matter of fact. It was some restaurant in Midtown. It was good. I didn't have no complaints about it. It was a vibe, so yeah.
What was it?
It was in Midtown. It was literally right by the Rainbow Crosswalks. Like it was
it Tessa Piedmont?
No, that's where she worked. Oh. It's like 3 or 4 restaurants in that area. But it was right by the Rainbow Crosswalk. But
I know you didn't talk about flying biscuits.
No, I don't really care for flying biscuits like that. I do milk and honey before I do flying biscuits. I'm a milk and honey girl. So.
Okay.
What about you? What you been eating?
What did I eat? Oh, the other day I had wings from Wings 101.
Mm. Yeah. Love me.
Oh, and I had a Philly cheesesteak for them.
I've never had a Philly cheesesteak from no wing place. I've always got my Philly cheesesteaks from Publix. Yes.
Everything, yeah, everything. Well, now, okay, so they used to have like the stove where they were like cooking on top or whatever. But now, most of the Publix, it's a few Publix that still have a stove, but most of them have the oven. So they have to put like the, and I don't like the oven deal or whatever, but when they had the stove, yeah, my mom used to get her Philly cheesesteaks made from there. And I tried hers the first time, and I've never gotten a Philly cheesesteak from, I've never been to a wing place and gotten no Philly cheesesteak ever. Like,
oh my God.
No wing and like no.
Yeah, the wing Philly, with the five wings.
Yeah, five wing. No, yeah. Never. I've always went to Publix and got me a six inch Philly.
I think you'll like it.
I like my Phillies made a certain way, though.
What's a certain way?
Like, I like my bread toasted. I like multigrain bread. I don't like white bread. And then I don't
that
like...
That might be you getting too detailed.
See, they ain't gonna like, do all that. Banana peppers and tomatoes on my Philly cheese.
They ain't doing all that at the wing spot.
See, no. And I like to be
chopped. I don't even think they got wheat bread at the wing spot.
Pepper, oil, vinegar, that shit hit. Salt, pepper, oil, vinegar. You don't get salt, pepper, oil on your
on my subs.
Oh, but I get it on my Philly cheesesteak too. Get salt, pepper, oil. I mean, vinegar, some people don't like vinegar. You can barely taste it because they don't put like wheat bread on there. Yeah, like multigrain bread.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't like white bread like that. Because white bread, I feel like it's soggy quick.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. That's me though. What you been? What you been? Dead ass.
Yeah, but yeah, I had a Philly cheesesteak and some french fries. So I think, and then you know, this is not an ad. Let me say that because before I say this shit, they did not pay us. We be eating HelloFresh too.
Yeah.
I'm fucking with it.
We gonna need the coin.
That's why I said this gonna is not an act. They not pay
the coin. Cause she actually be eating. She be fucking with y'all. These boxes right here.
I'm not even gonna go into detail how good they is because they just gonna be too much on air.
Yeah.
But I'm fucking with it. Yeah, I am fucking with HelloFresh. Okay, it's very convenient.
Yeah, they gonna have to cough up a coin.
They got to. See, well, I was finna say sounded too much like an ad. I don't even want to say it no more. But yeah, no, I'm fucking with it. I like HelloFresh. I like it.
Okay. Do we have any updates? I don't think we have no updates besides.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think we got no updates, honestly. Oh, yes, we do. We made a Twitter.
Oh, yeah. We did. Damn. Yeah. See, it wasn't even on my mind.
See? So you did make a Twitter, you guys. So you can follow us at @ifimustsay_.
It's about to get wild.
Yeah.
I already told y'all what I told y'all the last episode. The cute shit on Instagram.
Yes.
The real is on Twitter.
And I'm a Twitter girl. You might be a little active, okay?
Yeah. So it's gonna be fun. I'm excited.
Yeah, that's gonna be a vibe. I love Twitter. It's my favorite social media. So, but other than that, I don't think we have any more. I don't think we have any updates, honestly. We do have to, from the questions we got when we posted in our story. I have to go back and look at those or whatever. I did see if you can go back in your highlights and I can pull the questions.
Okay, perfect.
So we got to do the questions and that's it. And I guess we'll save the questions for when we start on YouTube. And y'all should tell Cash that we need to get paid. So Big Mama over here. I don't want to hear my voice on the ad unless I would have did it. I don't care to hear my voice like that. But so I told Cash she should do it.
Nasally,
it's always an excuse with this bitch because she wasn't nasally before. Like,
remember, I couldn't find it. No, that's the truth.
Okay, yeah, she couldn't. I'll give her that. She couldn't find it.
It went up there.
Okay.
That's the truth.
She couldn't find it. Okay, I'll give her that.
See, you trying to play a player. You trying to play me. It's cool.
But I think that's all of the updates. Per usual, you guys can follow us on our social media handles. Mine is @SayTheSinger_. That's on Instagram and Twitter. I'm a little tipsy animal, you know, high, so that's why I had to make sure I didn't think about that.
And shit. I was like, are you finna spell this shit again?
Nah, hell nah, that's too long. Most people don't know how to spell say. Like,
You should just say the name.
What, Sade?
Yeah.
I hate that shit. It's already one Sade. Guys, shout out to them.
Her.
Oh, shout out to her. I mean, I ain't, you know, shout out to her.
You don't listen to her? Damn. No.
Sorry.
The people you listen to have probably sampled her, though.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to her. Ain't got no shade. No shade.
What? She old. She ain't listening to this.
Oh, okay, cool.
She old. She old, honey. You can follow me at callmecash_ on Twitter and IG.
Yeah.
So, oh, and follow our business page, the podcast.
Oh, yeah. If I must say _, that's on Instagram and now on Twitter.
So, follow.
Yes.
But other than that, that's all I got.
All right, thank y'all for tuning in. I know this was a different episode. Normally, we dragging these niggas. So, at least I am. But Cash wanted to make it all sentimental and shit. Got bitches all in their feelings. Now I'm not going to be able to go home and get no fucking rest.
You did this agenda. The other agenda was a sentimental one.
First
remember?
Of all, the, yeah, that,
the other the one was going way you worse, in y'all. Tears.
Child, so.
He was like, I knew. When you called me that day, I just knew. Yo, okay, I was waiting for you to call me. I was waiting. And as soon as you did, I was like, I was already prepared, so I wasn't even mad. I was like, you know what, dog? It's okay. Because I already done dealt with these feelings. I dealt with these feelings.
I haven't.
So I said, you know what, D? It's okay, dog. Mm-mm. We can switch it up for you, baby.
Maybe we can do the episode, you guys, like, whenever, but it's not happening no time soon for me, only because I'm not ready to talk about it.
And that's cool.
So, yeah. But there's nothing else. You got something to say?
Nope.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. Bye.
Bye.